Lindsay and Whipper.
Nova.
Welcome to the podcast, special podcast today. Feedback on word of the day is that we're not really getting enough out of it. Fitzy and I have
atrocious. That's the word of the day.
Well,
for the
hang on a minute. I was trying to be gentle on him. Fitzy and I have made a decision that depending on how word of the day goes today, it could be your last.
Why don't we just quickly do this before we go on to Tom's word of the day for Whipper? Sure. Okay. Atrocious. Spell that.
Oh my God. Really?
Yep.
Phonetically or how it's meant to be spelled?
How it's supposed to be spelled. Atrocious.
Does it start with an A?
Yes, correct.
A-T.
Yep.
I'm really going to try now, okay? I'm really going to try.
Good luck.
R-O.
Yes, correct.
T.
No.
Not an S.
No. Nah. Sounds like an S. Atrocious.
A
C.
C. R T R O C. I O U S.
I O U S, correct.
Well, mother!
Well, you stuffed up twice.
Close.
You got there.
God, 80%. That's a pass. Atrocious. Today's, what word have you got?
Today's word of the day is elephantitis.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Guys get that in the agate sometimes over in Africa.
Yes, and then you have to walk around with a wheelbarrow carrying your scratch.
Quite often. You're absolutely correct, Fitzy. Mm. It's caused by mosquitoes, or carried by mosquitoes, and it's swelling of the skin and the tissues.
I went up to the Northern Territory last weekend with Tommy Williams and Matty Wright, the Outback Wrangler, and I got bitten all over my legs.
Really?
And thought you were.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I've got elephantitis.
Sure. Well, I haven't looked carefully, but congratulations.
If something starts growing...
It could be.
But one thing I did notice, I went into a petrol station afterwards and there was a magazine there. I looked at it and something started growing.
Did
and
it
I
really?
Thought,
oh, that's
thought
the elephantitis.
Myself, I think I've got elephantitis.
Well, I thought your wife, Inga, Tommy, had elephantitis because she'd been dragging around this sack for too long, and then I realised it was you.
Coming up next, stuff.
Yesterday, Fitzy, you were crook. I made a very, very silly comment. I don't know if it was on air or off air, and I sat back in the chair and I said, you know what? I wouldn't want Justin Bieber's fame for a second. I'm not interested in what he's achieved.
So why have you changed your mind?
Because I've seen him boarding his private jet and the air hostess that he greets. I don't know if you saw these photos getting around yesterday. Now, I know when I get on a great Qantas flight, you know, the air hostesses have their uniforms on and they're professional. They greet you. They have tiny cans of Diet Coke, which they can offer you. This doesn't look like your standard flight attendant. She's wearing high heels and, I suppose, a mini skirt type dress there.
Yeah, very good-looking girl.
Very good-looking girl.
This wasn't a Qantas flight.
Oh,
this
no.
was private jet,
this
wasn't it?
This is the private jet. This was the moment where I thought, maybe it would be good being Biebs for a day. You can see him not only... arriving at the plane, running up the steps onto the plane, and the next photo is him hugging the flight attendant as if to say, great to be back on board. I hope you got a cheese sandwich.
He doesn't have to go through the metal detectors and stuff, does he?
Yeah, you do for a private plane.
Do you?
Yeah, but you just don't have any crowds or anything like that. You just go straight through a little private scanner.
Yeah, right.
It's not a bad deal, is it?
Because I did it to the cricket one day in Melbourne to the MCG.
Private jet?
Yeah, got a private jet. But everyone had to pay. Obviously, it was quite expensive.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just great because you didn't have to do lineups.
And they didn't scan you or anything?
No,
maybe
they didn't scan
domestic.
Us. Yeah.
Which is you're doing all right.
Yeah, but he just does that all the time.
Whips, haven't you picked up on a plane before?
I have picked up on a plane before.
So haven't you already technically lived like Justin
that's
Bieber?
That's right. Mm. Trent.
He was the hostie and we were gone.
He
10
was
hours
very
into a
hospitable.
Flight. We were both bored. He just trimmed his moustache and we made out for hours. Now, I had a weird one on a plane one time, Sarah. Sitting next to a girl. All of a sudden, can we get some sexy music on if you want the story?
I don't know if it is sexy. Maybe creepy
really
music.
Anyway, sitting there and then our hands just kept falling into each other like the armrest wasn't down.
Oh my
next
gosh.
Thing you know, our hands are just fumbling through each other's fingers, just outrageously flirting.
She had a stroke. She couldn't feel that side of her arm.
No, that wasn't what it was. And then maybe we had a bit of a kiss in the seat. Who cares, guys?
That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's horrible for some poor girl.
We got off like it was an international flight. We had to wait in Singapore to get on the next flight to come home. Maybe we made out a little more in the lounge.
Ew.
Hey, I don't kiss and tell.
And you always smell after a long-haul flight.
Yeah, you do.
You
I was
smell
drunk
and your
time.
Breath's a bit gross.
And they were next to the toilets.
Aww.
That's, little beauty.
What's that website that you go to, Tommy, that's really good for the best seats on a flight?
Militarymen.com.
Seat Guru?
Seatguru.com.
Yeah, when you do a long-haul flight, Tommy got onto this website and you can choose the best seats on each plane. So you put in your flight number when you're flying,
right.
And it comes up and tells you what's the best seats for you to get.
How come you can't do that anyway when you book a flight?
Well, you just need the advice. They don't give you the advice. You can pick your seat, but you need to know. That's a good idea, Tommy. And have you picked up on a flight before, Tom?
No, never.
Nothing that didn't go away with medication, right?
Tommy really enjoys getting the wine. Oh. You like getting your cheese, don't you, Tommy? You're
so
a big cheese man.
Cheese and biscuits and a nice little movie and a few wines, and then you get cut off by the flight attendants. And
you do.
So unfortunately, if you sit behind Tommy on a flight, though, you might cop on a long-haul flight. You might cop a couple of little woofties.
You know what was amazing? Remember we were on a flight a while ago, Tommy? And we've spoken about this. I'm not a great flyer. The plane was bouncing around like you wouldn't believe. The air hostess came over. Tommy and I are sitting next to each other. And on the flight map, they've got a sun, right? So they have the position of the sun so you know what time zones and when the sun's coming up. As it's bouncing around, I said to the flight attendant, "What's that?" Trying to understand on the map. And she said, "Oh, maybe that's a plane exploding in the air."
Oh. She wanted you to go away.
That's when I got Tommy to do
I've
a bit of a
woofy
there.
I've got a video of you going into meltdown with a bit of turbulence. Should we put that up on Instagram?
Nah. I think that'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
We were lucky to survive. We got through that one. Another chapter, how I got through
we
a
flight. We should put that up on Instagram.
Nah, let's not do that.
I'll get your permission first.
No, thank you.
Dr. Andrew Rochford. Morning.
Hi, guys. It's double whammy for me. I'm a Irish heritage, so St. Patrick's Day is important to me. My grandfather was Irish. Very Irish. One-armed Irishman that built houses.
Really?
Wow. If you have one of them and it's still standing, good luck to you.
And what's the other special day today, Rob?
It's World Sleep Day.
Great.
Today is all about making sure that we're focusing on getting enough sleep.
And we ask you to come in at 6:30 in the morning. Isn't that great?
I was out of bed at 5:35. I'm thinking, I'm encouraging people to get one more hour of sleep. What? This is rubbish.
Isn't it ride to work day as well? I mean, isn't it something like
combine them all together. Have some green beer, get more sleep, ride to work. Good luck to you. See what happens.
Fall asleep riding home.
Just quickly, I think we've spoken to you about this before. What is the average that we need every night in sleep?
8 hours sleep a night.
That's too much, mate.
How do I get that? Where do you get that from in the day-to-day, Roch? You know what I mean?
You got to find it. And I think the thing is that, and I'm a huge advocate for sleep. I think everybody's so concentrating on exercise, diet. Everyone's got the latest, I don't know, fitness wear.
Yeah, sure.
If you're not getting enough sleep, none of that matters. It is the most important. It's the foundation of good health. And I'm here to tell everyone, shut it all down. Get to bed early.
Is that an Irish
sleep?
We're trying to get to sleep.
twinkle little stuff.
It is.
You know what I didn't realise, and this is great for all those that are carrying a few kilos, that sleep is great for weight loss. Am I right?
It is. Well, the opposite.
Just sleep. So
if you sleep more, you will lose more weight, but if you don't sleep, you'll put it on.
Yes, that's the annoying part about it. Because so it's not a weight loss technique to sleep more.
Well, if you're sleeping, you're not eating. So,
there you go.
It's a great diet. All right, can we play That's Body Amazing?
That's Body Amazing! Great idea, Roch. We always learn something out of this segment.
We're about to find out.
Yeah, I mean, we've got amazing questions about, you know, the human body and what actually goes on here. Here's one that we got on Twitter from Emily. She says, is it true humans are the best long-distance runners on the planet? We could actually outrun anything.
Yeah, that theory comes from the idea that we are good endurance runners compared to other mammals.
Right.
So, and it's because we can sweat. So this came out as some scientists sat down and said, could we outrun a horse? And then they sat down and decided what day we could outrun a horse. And on a hot day, we can run for longer because we're upright, we sweat more, and we can control our temperature. So over a long period, so 42 Ks or 26 miles or however long a marathon is, we would actually do it better than larger mammals. And it's just purely because and that's a good marathon runner. That's not me and you.
That's interesting.
That's not us. So do you think on the back of a horse, maybe.
So do you reckon the golden slipper should really be humans?
I think so. Don't start me on that.
Are you saying if you left a horse to run 42 kilometres like a marathon, it wouldn't last? It would end up Would it be stuffed by the end? It would just.
I mean, I don't know
over?
Whether I'm painting myself into. If I say yes, then someone's going to ring up and say, "I got a horse and he's running around right now." Look, I don't know. Isn't there another guy called some other doctor that can answer these questions?
Oh, yes. Oh, the jungle guy,
tall
the jungle,
bloke in the jungle.
Yeah, jungle
actually,
bloke.
Before we do go to our first listener question, we just spoke about this before. The most trustworthy chef that you see, celebrity chef that you see on television. Have you got any?
What do you reckon?
The most trustworthy celebrity chef. We just did this before.
Well, I mean, I can tell you that Miguel's the least trustworthy. Let's start from the bottom, work your way up. That guy.
Yep. We didn't even bring up Miguel.
No, what do you, yeah, that's because he is at the other end.
Yep.
And I can tell you right now, yeah. If you find yourself late at night with that man anywhere, it's yep. a bad, bad thing.
Don't eat whatever not he puts
another,
out in front
not
of you.
Another paella.
You're not eating so much at that time. Oh, my God. He's a very, very good man. But
All right, Liz and St. Ives, you've got a question for the doc.
Yes, I do. If the human body is submerged for long periods of time, how come it's only your fingers and toes that go really wrinkly?
Very good question.
Oh, good question.
This could be one of my favourite questions because my kids asked me this question the other day.
Mm.
And I came out with what I thought was the right answer. So what I thought was when you submerge yourself in water for a long period of time, water leaves your body.
Mm.
And so you kind of prune up a little bit. It's
yes.
called pruning. And I thought that was the answer because it's all to do with how fluids move between you and the water and a whole bunch of physics. Then I decided, you know what, maybe I am not the person that knows all the answer to that, you know, that great ad where the dad thinks he knows all the answers.
Yeah.
And the kids are kind of looking at me, does that make sense?
No,
I looked it up. Supposedly evolutionary, it's an evolutionary thing that when you're in water for a long time, it prunes so it improves your grip.
Oh,
amazing. So if you were trying to get out of whatever it might be, and it was a slippery rock that you might be next to,
yep.
that would make sense.
Yep. Oh, okay. No, right, I mean, right. sure. If you're wherever you are, with it, just I'm talking about in the bath. If you, I mean, that's where. It
yeah,
usually
but it
happens.
Wouldn't have yeah. started evolutionary. You're talking about back in the old Stone Age.
Oh yeah, yeah. You no, that makes sense.
That's why I'm in a rock bath.
We supposedly walked out of the swamps. That's right.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
and we had
yeah,
to crawl
yeah.
our way out. Look, whichever one's true, I think they're probably both a little bit true. But I kind of like the idea that when you're in water, you become like Aquaman and you kind of get the grip. And
it's exciting to think about.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Roch.
What about this one, Roch? We were talking about this the other day because it was on one of those shows and it was a girl and she constantly smelt like fish, which was a shocker. And then she was married. Remember that? She had the hubby.
That's right.
She stunk of fish 24/7. She was married. We couldn't believe that.
Fish odor syndrome.
Yeah, and then
horrible.
She bagged her husband because he let Smokey off the chain every now and then.
Our solution was get a job down at the fish markets.
Yep.
I thought that was a very good solution.
That's great.
And
no
had
one
she
would
come
know.
To me, I would have described that as...
Here you go. I got you an interview at the fish market.
Well, I'm sitting there thinking, how do I get out of this one? Oh, and Fitzy and Whipper, they got a great idea.
Is it only fish odour syndrome or is there other smells?
There's
that
a whole bunch of other odour syndromes that don't come to me right now.
Wow.
I don't
sure.
tend to read up on them every night.
But, Roch, the one that we love the most, and I'm hoping sort of as I get a bit older, maybe into my 60s,
yeah.
I could get foreign accent syndrome. You know, that
That's
one where you wake
one.
Up and you've got a different accent.
Yeah. So accents are based on how you develop words. I'm sure we've talked about it. And that,
yeah.
a lot of the time, if you have a head injury
That's
or a lot of people that have, you know, potentially have a small stroke,
yep.
those types of things, they can start sounding like they're talking from another place. But
yeah,
the truth
yeah.
is, accents and how you sound is just about how you make words. And, you know, if you
tweak
that part of the brain, you can start sounding like you're French. Or
this was a British lady. Have a listen to her now.
Bat.
Bat.
Batter.
Batter.
Battery.
Battery.
Battery charger.
Battery charger.
It's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Astounding. Well, that's the other
I'm sure she wasn't super excited about it. I mean, as much as we're enjoying this, but that's yeah. not what you want to wake up
The other one was Meatloaf. Meatloaf reckons he couldn't sing
yes.
when he was younger, got hit in the head by a shot put. And then he woke up after he was concussed and he could sing like Meatloaf.
And I would do when... That's true. That's
and then
what
he
happened.
Got he got hit in
well,
the
I
head.
I was going to argue that he got hit in the head.
He got hit in the head again before the AFL Grand Final.
Poor Meatloaf.
All right, so everyone should go to sleep at lunchtime today. Roch,
everybody, try to get that one more extra hour of sleep. Get yourself a good mattress. Get yourself a nice bedroom. Kick your... I know you've kicked Lisa out
yeah,
of the bedroom.
Yeah,
she's
gone.
You
either way.
Either way. Sleep's the most important thing about health. Forget about everything else until you start. Get some sleep.
Yeah,
happy
you,
St. Paint's Day and happy World Sleep Day to you, Roch. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
Justin Bieber. God, everyone's been talking about him this week. He's on every page of the paper. Floating around yesterday in Sydney, wasn't he? What did he do? Go
Mossman.
And get some...
went to Macca's.
He went to the Manly Wine Bar looking for Vegemite on toast.
Well, no, he walked in and he said, can you get me some of that spread that all the Aussies have? Come on, mate.
You know what it is.
You know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Vegemite. You can imagine the girls at the toaster just handshaking.
Nervous. Nervous.
Apparently, he was also chasing good coffee. There was one guy who was speaking out. Yeah, one of the managers who said he was desperate for some good coffee because the coffee in LA is horrible.
Yeah, sure.
Starbucks, am I right, guys?
I never go to LA for coffee. I just avoid it like the plague. Are you still
That's
doing
the
it?
The girls at the toaster
oh,
still.
Oh, right.
Nelly ready, guys?
Right, they're so excited. Let's move on. The one girl that was excited, I don't even know how to say her name. Misha. Tom, do you want to help out? I've underlined her name there. How would you say that?
Maybe
toast.
Maybe asked Tom before.
That's Micah.
Micah, is it? Yeah, I thought that Micah was a guy's name.
Yep.
This
okay,
is
let's
a girl.
Move on.
It's She's a girl. 7 years old. She was involved in a competition. How lucky is this, right? YouTube comp. Beeb said, you've got to learn some dance moves to my song Purpose. And she did that, won the competition online, so you had to enter via YouTube. The prize, you get to come up on stage at the Sydney show, and you would have seen there if you went to the concert. She got up there and sang and danced with Justin Bieber.
Jesus. That is a dream come true.
That's your Michael Jackson, Billie Jean moment, isn't it?
Yep.
Like, I mean, if she was smart enough, invent a new dance move, see? And reveal it on stage with Bieber, like a new moonwalk kind of thing.
So the crowd stares at you and says, wow, I want more of her. That's your moment to shine.
Was she any good?
No, she was crap. She got booed off.
No, she
was great, Sarah.
No.
Mika is a great little dancer.
She did the worm.
She did the worm.
That'd be awesome.
She threw her hip out and she's in hospital.
And the sprinkler didn't go down too well with Justin either.
No, that wasn't great. I always wanted that to happen the other night at Ed Sheeran when we were at the Opera House.
What, that he called you up
to
dance?
I wanted him to say, can anybody come up on the guitar and sing and play Photograph? And I would have done it.
You can't play that song, mate. No, you can't. You can only play Sexual Healing.
Yeah. No,
and
I do that one for the kids.
And Nothing Else Matters by Metallica.
Sexual Healing I do for Lisa. let's move on. What I love about this story is the fact that this kid was the biggest moment in this kid's life. Mum's there with her at the concert, pulls the camera out, is singing along while she's watching on her iPhone. Then she says, show me once she's come off stage. Mum's forgotten to hit record.
Oh, no. Oh.
The entire thing, her moment on stage, gone, lost forever. Yeah. Did you really perform with Justin Bieber? We don't know because Mum didn't hit record.
Pretty confident, though, that there was 75,000 people there that someone would have got it.
No, they didn't. They all forgot. You're not going to believe it. Not just Mum. Everyone forgot. 13-24-10, a bad photographer. Whether it was your wedding day, my mum's a classic for this stuff. She'll go through an entire Christmas taking photos and the lens cap will be on.
Oh.
It's ridiculous. I had another friend at a wedding where they said to, once the main part of the wedding had concluded, they said to the photographer, if you want to have a drink, feel free to. She lost her entire camera on the day.
Oh.
All those photos gone and her camera was worth $6,000.
When mum and dad got married, obviously, back then you'd put the film in the camera and they did all the photos and then the guy opened it and there was no film in there. And you could just, my father is not the most patient man at times.
No.
And so in their photos that they have, you wonder why dad looks quite stiff and stressed.
What? That was the wedding night.
Did he have his kilt on as well?
He didn't wear his kilt.
No, he did at your wedding. Forget that. It was a bit of a breeze in the building.
Yeah, all right.
Not to mention
drunk quickly
priest.
As well, should we dob in our guy here, Shawnee Bell?
Yeah. I mean, we would never reveal a behind-the-scenes moment from our workplace. But this short
is,
in today.
This is a cracker because we did get Whipper an absolute beauty, right?
Did you?
Start of summer, right? Okay, we sprayed him with water down in the car park when he rocked up at work. It was a great video. It was Sean's idea. It was brilliant.
Yep.
He said, what about for autumn? Why don't we get all the autumn leaves?
Oh, he's coming in. He's not happy.
Huge garbage bags. Sean, come in. Huge garbage bags. And let's get Whipper when he comes in and rocks up to work again.
Great idea. Funny.
Went really well. Yeah. And Whipper was surprised we scared the bejesus out of him. It worked really well.
Mm.
Then when it was all done, Sean, sort of the colour in Sean's face had sort of just gone.
What happened, Sean?
And you're all, something was wrong, Sean.
Didn't
well,
hit record.
Well, which thing? A few things went wrong, guys.
Didn't hit record, did you?
We didn't hit record.
Look,
in my defence, you came in a little bit early for a change.
You know what's annoying, though, in a stunt like that? Having to clean up four garbage bags full of leaves do it again and me pretend that I was scared.
Yeah.
The funniest was setting up again and we're all laughing in there going, feels like deja vu. Feels like I've done this before.
Anyway, Shawnee, we thought you'd appreciate that mention.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
No worries, mate. Phil's in Mittagong. What happened on your wedding day, Phil?
Yeah, so my brother-in-law offered to film our wedding, and we had the ceremony and we had the reception, and the best man and the maid of honor did some fantastic speeches.
It was
really funny, really good. He had the camera, good spot. Everything turns out he hadn't hit record
The entire time. Yeah, see, Phil, you know what happens when you get a family member or a friend to do it? You know that it could fall apart at any stage. At my sister's wedding, my mum said to a mate of mine, Macca, on the day, Macca, do you reckon you could film the thing? Macca got so boozed, he was holding the camera. You could, when you watch the wedding day video back, you just see him. He just starts to fall to the side every now and then, like he's falling asleep.
Yeah.
So the camera's just dropping to the right and then straightening up again.
He was obviously shattered, Phil, that he hadn't recorded it. I mean, when was the moment where he told you, sorry, mate, I didn't get any of that?
No, well, he never actually realised. It wasn't until later on when we went to watch it. We're like, what's going on? Where is everything?
Oh, no.
Yeah, and he claims to be a semi-professional photographer as well. So,
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So he's out of the family now. Yeah. I wonder if you could recreate speeches again.
Nah.
I mean, you know all the jokes that are coming.
Yep.
And what's coming up, Sarah, but you could do a bit of a fake laugh for the video.
Oh, it's very unnatural.
And it's a brave cameraman that puts his hand up during the wedding and says, I missed that, guys. Can we go again?
Yeah.
Do you mind if we go from the top?
Guys, I know it's 2 o'clock in the morning and everyone's half-tanked, but can everyone get back into the seats that they were in earlier today? We're going to do the speeches again.
All right, in position.
Dad, you're up first.
All right, Tegan and Kelly, what happened to you?
I was at my dancing concert when I was younger and they were doing the awards and my parents thought I wasn't going to get it, so they turned the camcorder off.
Oh,
and you won it, Teagues.
I know, and it was the only award that I ever won. So thanks, Mum and Dad.
Oh, no.
And their excuse was, we didn't think that your performance was that good, so we turned it off.
That's basically what they said.
It's not fair, Teagues. Well done on your award anyway.
Lights, camera, hilarity.
Sarah says a bit of an issue. Police called to Kendall Jenner's house. Am I right, sister?
That is correct. She's the latest victim of a Hollywood Hills heist. At about 1:15 a.m., police were called. So she's been out. She's got home at 1 a.m. and noticed some of her jewellery missing. Turns out $200,000 worth of stuff was taken.
Another
from her
inside
home.
Job, sir.
Well, they're saying it is because these celebrities go and put all these things up on social media, showing exactly where they are. So you really do know, as a thief, how long you have to go through their homes. Nicki Minaj, Alanis Morissette, some of the other people recently got in the same area.
I reckon I know who took it.
Oh, yes, who?
Kim.
Oh.
Well, she hasn't got her gear, so she's nicked her sister's.
No, she did get some of it back. She got some of it back.
Did she? I thought they melted it down.
Didn't they see it?
No,
I think... There's only one ring that they didn't find.
The big engagement ring, wasn't it, from Kanye? The big 4 mil or whatever it is.
I think it's on eBay.
Oh, yeah? What's it going for?
Cashies. I wonder what you get for cashies. You go down to cashies. Did you ever go down to cash converters? And
yeah, I took some old cameras once.
Yeah, I know. I can't negotiate down there. It's too hard.
No, it is.
They
don't give you anything.
Me in big time.
Yeah, you know what was funny to see? A bloke when I was down there, he was trying to sell to them a parachute. And the guy was going, mate, I'll give you $200. And he said, no, they're worth $3,000. And he said, yeah, but you've got to understand, who's going to buy a parachute from cash converters? Here I go, guys, got a brand new parachute from cash converters.
That is odd.
Should be a great weekend.
Yeah, put it up on Gumtree.
Yeah, you're right.
Guys, Selena Gomez has said she can't wait for people to forget about her, which is odd for someone who has 113 million Instagram followers. But apparently she doesn't even have the app on her phone anymore, and her assistant has the password and does all the posts for her. She says since she spent time in rehab for mental health issues, she just doesn't want to
buy
it.
She's done with it.
That's
good. Yeah, absolutely. I think it is
she's
too.
She's in love as well with The Weeknd, isn't she?
She is. Yeah, they're saying, I did see an article saying that how her fashion had changed since dating him.
Mm.
And you have to laugh a little bit because celebrity types, don't they just dress however they want all the time? They have no need to choose one type of fashion.
But have a look at, I mean, Tom's the prime example.
When you find
love, your fashion does change, doesn't it, Tom?
You change and you become more on trend and more on fleek.
You the fleek, Tom?
No, on fleek, not
on
fleek.
On fleek, how are you married?
Yep.
Oh,
you're a
man.
Mess.
That's very ugly. Matt Damon has sent university students into a frenzy. He went and worked out at a gym on Wednesday at Tufts University. People went in just to go to the gym between classes, and there was Matt Damon sweating it out on the weights.
Yeah, sure.
The comments from some of the students, all of them pretty much went on about how ripped he is.
He's
amazing
just a great
Is he that ripped, is he, Matt Damon?
Oh, he can do no
well,
wrong.
Well, yeah, he's sure. got a bit of a dad bod now, but geez, he's just just an all-round top bloke.
No, I reckon there must be more under there.
Nothing wrong with a dad bod. Mm. Nothing wrong with it.
Ryan Reynolds, this one's funny. He was talking about life with two children. He's obviously got a two-year-old daughter, James, and then Innes is the one. I think she's about 6 months old
Guinness.
Now. No, Innes.
Oh, sorry.
I think that's Mick, how you would say Mick. I-N-E-S. Would you call it
Innes? McInnes?
No, it's not McInnes. You're an idiot, but I think that is how you would say it. Anyway, yeah, he was Innes saying how he always felt bad before he had kids when he'd get on a plane and there'd be those parents struggling with their children. Mm. Anyway, it's for this reason that he said he absolutely just avoids the situation altogether.
I would rather drink a piping hot bowl of liquid rabies than get on a plane with my two children. At 2 years old, they just have to, like, rip all their clothes off and introduce themselves to everyone on the plane.
We made the decision 2 years ago that we'll never travel overseas with our kids until they're about 10 years of age.
That was your Bali trip, wasn't it?
Yeah, haven't you been to Bali?
Yeah, but it's just, like, it's the worst. Mm. It's just horrible. Like, Lenny refuses to sit still and he just doesn't want the seatbelt on. And once you tell kids you can't do that, then they want to do it even more.
I mean, how long does the iPad really last?
Not long enough.
I mean, if you're on an international flight, anything 8 hours plus, you're in all sorts.
Mm. That's why you got to rub a bit of Jim Beam on their gums and they go to sleep.
Oh,
is that
okay.
The greyhounds or the kids?
Lots of different things together. How's this? You know that Guinness sales obviously go through the roof. Recent figures showed that 5.5 million pints of the black stuff are downed around the world every day. On St. Patrick's Day, that figure is doubled.
Wow.
My God.
11 million pints will be poured today for St. Patrick's Day.
Just unbelievable. Matty de Groot, you don't mind the old Guinness, do you, mate?
In Ireland, it is sensational. If you've been to the Guinness factory, it's a beautiful beer. I think Guinness in Australia is rubbish.
It's a bit different, isn't
really?
It?
It's just, it's more like tar here. There, it's creamy and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Here, though, no good.
It's a meal in the glass, isn't it?
You know what? Coming up next, we do have tickets to give away. We're going to do this next, but we do have an Irish joke for you. It's been told by an Irish man.
Hard to understand.
And if you can tell us what the joke is, because we don't know, you can win tickets to go to the Golden Slipper tomorrow. Matty de Groot, how are the roads?
Sydney traffic, Nova 96.9.
Well, at Wentworthville, we have an accident at Cumberland Highway just past Smith Street northbound this morning. At Warunga, a semi-trailer breakdown, the M1 near Edgeworth David Avenue southbound. West Pimble, a breakdown as well. Lane Cove Road near Lady Game Drive. And at Horsley Park, a truck has just come to a halt. The Horsley Drive near Ferrers Road. Nissan's hot deals are on. Get a 2017 X-Trail ST 4x2 manual in run-out with reverse camera and 5-star NCAP safety rating from 28,490. Drive away.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. It's a big day, isn't it, for the Irish? I mean, there's so many Irish pubs around as well. Everywhere you go around the world, there's an Irish pub, isn't there?
Didn't the Guinness family take out, like, where the house is over in Scotland, in Ireland? I'm just stumbling through this. They took out, like, a lease, 900-year lease on the property. But back then when they signed it 900 years ago, whatever it was, I might have exaggerated the 900, the lease was expensive then because it was a big part of Ireland and a big parcel of land. Anyway, now it's got to the modern day. They agreed on a fixed price all the hundreds of years ago, so now they're paying absolutely nothing for the exact same thing.
That's a good fact.
Wow.
There you go, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
No worries.
Well, in 2010, the Sydney Opera House was green. I wonder what we're doing today in Sydney. Does anyone know?
No, I wouldn't have a clue.
How do they make Gladys. The Opera House green?
Well, they can light it up.
Yeah, the same way they do for Vivid.
Okay, well, I just thought maybe they painted it.
No.
Okay, all right, so this is the deal. We've got an Irish joke that one of our listeners rang in and just gave us, okay? We've recorded it, but we don't know what it is. If you can tell us what he's saying, you can win tickets to the Golden Slipper tomorrow, the Longines Rose Hill Golden Slipper.
Let's have a listen.
We've got plenty up our sleeve. Here's the joke.
What's wrong with Murphy? Asked Father Green. I don't know, Father. Yesterday he swallowed a spoon. He hasn't stirred since.
Something about a spoon. Can we hear it again?
What's wrong with Murphy? Asked Father Green. I don't know, Father. Yesterday he swallowed a spoon. He hasn't stirred since.
God, you'd really need to know the joke. Amy from Camden, what do you reckon the joke is?
I have no idea. I don't know. What's wrong with my face? I have no idea what to say.
Okay, all right, let's listen to it one more time.
What's wrong with Murphy? Asked Father Green. I don't know, Father. Yesterday he swallowed a spoon. He hasn't stirred since.
Kay in Balmain, what's the joke?
I have no idea. It's something about a father, about something wrong with it, and then something about a spoon.
What's wrong with Murphy, is it? Is that what they're saying? Can we have a listen?
What's wrong with Murphy? Asked Father Green. I don't know, Father. Yesterday he swallowed a spoon. He hasn't stirred since.
Father. There's a father in there.
Father. There's a spoon.
This is a tough one. All right, Michael's. Is Michael giving us a call? No? We haven't got Michael? All right, we've got someone else. We've got Colin on the line. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning, potatoes.
Oh, this is the main man. Have we got Colin? Is this Colin Fasnich?
The one and only.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, boys.
To you too, mate. This is your day. How do you celebrate it?
I paint the town red.
That's a personal challenge.
Coney, you want to make Coney famous. Do you work? Do you usually work on St. Pat's Day, Faz, or do you get out and have a beer yourself?
Oh, no, I'm out, but I'll have a beer after work. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, sure. Faz, have you heard this joke before? Can you tell us what they're saying? Have a listen.
What's wrong with Murphy? Asked Father Green. I don't know, Father. Yesterday he swallowed a spoon. He hasn't stirred since.
I mean, is that a classic Irish joke? What is it?
No, he said, what's wrong with my face? Father Green. Yesterday he swallowed a spoon and he hasn't stirred since.
Oh, you've got to understand the tongue.
Do I get my ticket?
Mate, if you've got time, be there tomorrow with us. We'll have a couple of jars.
I've got a better Irish joke. Do you want to hear real joke?
Yeah, sure. Tommy's a bit nervous, but give it to us.
Did you hear about the Irish guy who went to the gym? But I'm sleeping in his car in the car park.
Okay. That's not enough.
I've got a better one. Hang on. Hear about the Irish guy went to Macca, not the Whopper.
Okay.
So, rolling them
hang
out.
Hang on a minute. That is...
Hey, hold on. What do you call a hippo in a Pilates studio? Oh. I don't know. Ask Magic Millie.
Oh! Now, they are not Irish jokes. That's three basic...
All right, boy, what's pinker than Tommy Ivey's eye? Whoa. Over his head in the summer.
What did you say?
Drop the mic. Goodbye.
Oh, Fasnich, he's on fire.
Drop the mic.
Next time, hey, Whipper, next time you leave me standing at a bar, yeah?
Oh, get on you, mate. See you later, buddy.
Faz has gone boom, mate. Do you know what? We'll give tickets to all our listeners that have rung in for that joke, but Faz, an Irish man, was the one that got the Irish joke. It hasn't been a very good 2 days for the Fitzgeralds and the Fitzgerald House.
How are you feeling today, mate?
You know, I was crook Wednesday night. I just came down with some virus. I was all over the shop, felt bloated, couldn't eat, vomiting.
Oh, God.
Going to the toilet. There was a fair bit going on.
Yeah, right.
Sweating like a pig. Rang Tommy at 4:20 yesterday morning, didn't I, Tom? That was a good phone call.
Yeah, you sounded very crook, very underweight.
I just woke up and I was just sweating like a pig. The whole bed was... Lucky I slept in a different bed, BJ, but it was just saturated. So anyway, I've been on the toilet for the last couple of days, feeling a lot better this morning. Thanks for asking, guys. Thanks for all your calls, 13 24 10, if you want to wish me the best. But what about this? I want to talk about this because I'm at the stage, you go through different stages in kids' lives, Sarah, and we're pretty lucky at the moment that the boys are growing up. Lenny's nearly passed a pram. So BJ and I were talking about this the other day. No more prams for the rest of our lives.
That's great.
That's awesome. You know, little things. You don't have to put gates up around the stairs anymore. Mm-hmm. Lenny's nearly swimming. So both boys, we're feeling comfortable very soon that we can put them in a pool and we don't have to worry about them too much. But at the moment, like, Lenny still wears his nappy to bed. During the day, he's pretty good. But for some reason, yesterday I had to go into the toilet again because I was feeling very crook.
Oh,
now, you know, in each house there's always 2.5 bathrooms.
Yep. Right.
There's always the half bathroom.
Yes.
We've got the half bathroom downstairs, so it's really tiny. All there is in there is a toilet and your tiny little sink to wash your hands afterwards.
Yeah.
So I'm in there and I'm just going through the lounge room going, I need the toilet, got to get to the toilet. So I get into the toilet and the toilet has been filled up by Lenny, because what Lenny's been doing, and I busted him yesterday afternoon doing it again, Lenny goes into that toilet, the toilet seat is up, the toilet is right there. He'll drop his strides like every young boy does and he puts them around his ankle And then he goes to the corner of the bathroom and does a wee in the corner of the bathroom.
So right next to the bowl.
So he's basically leaning back on the bowl.
Well, we've all done that.
And then he's going into the toilet. He's going in the corner of the toilet and doing it on the floor.
Poor BJ having to clean that up.
So, I mean, do you see him wander in there? Can you get him, like, midstream and just spin him 180 so he's into the bowl?
I said to BJ, we've got to catch him because it's like, isn't it like a dog? You've got to catch them while they're doing it so they know that they're doing something wrong.
We'll give him a schmacko if he gets it in the bowl.
So I was watching him all yesterday afternoon, but he must have been a bit dehydrated because he didn't go back in there. But it was just for me yesterday. It just made me feel even more crook.
Maybe he enjoys. I remember growing up and when I realised you could actually do a wee in the garden, I remember thinking, this is the best thing. Because all of a sudden I've gone from this bowl, which I meant to get it into, to a backyard. I'm in a garden. I can wee anywhere. How good is this?
Well, BJ's also taught the boys that if you're in the car and there's nowhere to go, just to do it on the wheel of the car, the front wheel of the car.
Oh.
But see, we've come out of shopping centres a couple of... Our car. It's our car. Right?
So not you pull over anybody.
On the
side...
Not the steering wheel.
You pull over on the side of the road and then you go around the back and you do it on the front left wheel.
Right.
But see, we've come out of shopping centres a couple of times and Lenny will be doing it on a Range Rover.
Sydney's Fitzy and
Wibber. Nova. Get excited for this man because we absolutely adore him. Good mate of the show. The Morning Show. Weekdays, you will see him on Channel 7 and is the magnificent Larry Emery!
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Oh, man. Okay, now, you realise Rap of the Week's about to take place. I didn't think you'd bring your whole street image that you seem to be hanging with at the moment, Laz.
Yeah, I've turned up in the caddy and I'm dropping it like it's hot. Cool. Like it's hot, Ella, Ella, Ella.
Oh, dear. Can't tell if I'm impressed or afraid.
Dads are off.
Do you know the more street you try to be, Laz, the worse it gets? So don't build yourself up.
I nearly didn't come in. I felt a bit sick since seeing, David Campbell.
He was so good, wasn't he?
He was so good.
He overcooked it.
I definitely overcooked it.
Whipper got slayed. He's never won one today, so you go up against me. I have lost the last few as well.
Have
but
you?
Yeah, I have. But you know what, Laz? You're very good. I think you'll be very good at lyrics. You've been writing your own all week. Because I love your Instagram account. I love your Twitter account. It's very funny. Do you know what one of the funniest ones I saw? You recently did the morning show with Ryan Phelan and Angela Cox.
Yes.
And you had a photo of yourself, Ryan Phelan and Angela Cox. And what did it say?
It said, "Wake up with Emda Phelan Cox." And I thought that was a fantastic promo for the Seven Network of Australia. The legal department of Seven Network Australia didn't agree with me.
I mean, Emda was happy. Not again.
And Cox was okay.
So where's the issue? Three people in the bar feeling happy, so happy got out. What's the issue?
Did you really get pulled in on that one?
Oh, look, I can't tell you what happens in HR, but...
Fitzy's been asked to take a couple of things down here at Nova.
Oh, man, it's the worst. Because you know who thought it was so funny, but he said, man, if it was me, Tommy Williams goes, if I did that, I would have got pulled in and they would have sacked me on the spot.
Oh, but with Laz, they can get away with it.
That's why I run out the door every morning at 11:30 before HR can grab me.
Some of your best gear.
How you been going, Laz? You look healthy.
Everything's good. Yeah. Everything's good. Having a good year. It's good fun. It's been good till now.
Till now.
Till now.
I didn't ask you, how was your trip away with Jai? We saw some amazing photos.
Went to Vegas.
Oh,
did the thing. Took my son to Vegas, had beer and pizza.
Yes.
Oh,
invite only, was
come
it?
Come on.
You're in Vegas. Beer and pizza, was that's that all. It?
That's all.
Guys, really? I'm going to talk about it on the wireless, am I? And my daughter's in the studio. I'm really going to talk about this on the radio.
Okay.
You're kidding.
Did you get...
I've been saying to Sylvie. Sylvie's been asking since we got back. And I said, nothing, darling.
This is a great opportunity before we do the wrap-up of the week. Tia, can you come over here on this microphone, please? Can you get around there and we'll have a chat to you? Tia's 18 years of age and come in with Laz today. What's it like having Larry Emder as a father when you're in high school?
It's not that bad. I'd come in on Monday mornings and someone would be like, oh, like, did you see what he said on Friday about you?
Or something. Okay.
Were you old enough or young enough that you would have people yell out, come on down?
Oh, all the time. I'd have like lecturers where I'd be sitting like in the back of a classroom. I happened a couple of times.
I'm big in the over 50s demo.
Any TV shows that you were disappointed with that Dad did over the years?
Where's the list?
Hang on, Jerry Springer.
Father against daughter.
Celebrity Splash divided our family like nothing before.
I was going to say dog school, but like...
Oh, yeah. I should have called in sick. I was not going to come in here today, and this is why.
Actually, dog school. That's, I'm going to put that into one of my lyrics.
All right,
that's
a good,
actually, did you just have an 18th birthday party?
Yeah,
was it at home?
Have a party. I turned 18.
Oh, I was going to say, did Dad get up and say a few words, or was there a speech made?
I think that's why I didn't have an
18th party. Oh. The only celebrity splashes when Laz gets pushed in the pool again. You're not welcome here.
Actually, Celebrity Splash might be all right.
Him to feeling Cox.
All right, okay, this is it. We're going to do wrap up of the week next. Stick around, don't go anywhere. Right. Laz, this is the song that we're going to be doing. It's Dre and Snoop, Still Dre. Oh, yeah.
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 I said Wicked Wicked West. Yeah.
So this is what we are rapping to.
Say, I love it when you rap battle on Friday. Don't know how much that whip weighs. Escalator on at the buffet.
Boom! That's it, Laz. Okay, wrap up of the week. It is time to go. So, Larry, you've been trying to work out whether you want to go first or not. It's up to you. You're the guest, mate.
Yeah, no, I think ladies first, mate. You go. Right. You go, okay. Go strong.
All right.
Throwing shade
Sarah,
off the
just before I do start, you are looking beautiful today. I love your
it's
eyes.
It's not going to help,
you,
mate.
Butterbeer.
It is not going to help.
Larry gave me a hug when he came in.
She's the judge.
All right. Good luck. Woo! Yo.
Bit of
yo.
Snoop O, double G. Yeah. Come on, everyone. Get into it. Here we go.
Just you, mate.
All right. Well, it's Fitzy, the Aussie Jay-Z. I set fire to the mic and I pass it to Larry. Oh. Inform your ears that this is listening heaven, because I've dominated rap longer than Larry's been at seven. Oh. We love you, Laz. Everyone does. In the industry, you're the nicest. Oh. But you've dropped weight, sports car, tattoo, new boat. Are you having a midlife crisis? Oh. You've invested well, but you've bought property. Your decisions have been dynamite. Hey, real estate agents, come on down, only if the price is right. Oh! You've had success on and off the screen. You're considered an Australian mogul.
What?
But has everyone forgotten about Celebrity Splash and also Celebrity Dog School? Oh! That's it for me. Fitzy the Mighty in hip-hop, the perfect arrangement.
What?
I'll drop the mic and let it bleed. Sorry, Laz, that's entertainment.
Oh! Oh!
That is fantastic.
It was okay.
That was good.
It wasn't my favourite that you've done.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, there was some
your lyrics weren't as clever as
I'm not
as
using the word
are.
Disappointed. Oh. But, I mean, you've gave it everything.
It was
you've
80%.
Gave it everything.
Don't try to butter me up just in case Laz is really
Laz
bad.
Oh, yeah. Leave me a bit of space here. Yeah.
You've got plenty of room.
Oh, you know, if you saw me on Dancing with the Stars, you know I like to work a little bit behind the beat. Yeah.
You'll be right.
All right, you got your notes?
Oh, hang on, I've got my notes. I've been writing this.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on, Laz, you can do this. Come on, you've got your daughter
hip,
here.
Yep. Hop, I said it. Hip, hippy, hippy, and hip,
hip. Oh,
hop,
on, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here we go, you ready? Yeah. Are you going to heckle me?
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
Well, what can I say about Fitz and a whipper? A beard up themselves like Catherine and Pippa. Wake up in the morning and I scull some wine. I fiddle my knob till I find 96.
Whoa.
I get in the car on the way to my show and there they are doing gags that blow. Now one's got a head like a kangaroo scrotum. The other's got some weird astroturf hair. But we all know the star of the show is my fave little Seb.
Oh,
who just, by the way, is my favourite radio star. And the only person in this room without chlamydia. Check it out. She's classy and sassy and gets it right and deserves 50 times more loot. How funny does this sound? Welcome to the circle. I'm at De Groot. Anyway, if you think I'm pretending a bit of a gangster farce, well, just DM me on Insta and pop a cap in your ass.
Turn from what you've written to just being badass.
He was doing so well until he started ad-libbing at the end.
Oh my goodness.
I was hanging in for... Did you change the beat at the end? Because I thought...
No, you just went off by yourself.
No,
you're in the zone, Laz.
Truth and honesty will get you there every time, Larry, because you are the winner.
Oh! Yeah. Oh!
You could learn a thing or two, Fitzgerald.
buddy. Outstanding work.
I know we've been talking about Justin Bieber a bit this week. Apologies for that. We've been talking about Biebs quite a bit, but well, I want to focus on the people that have been hanging around Biebs. Did you see the photos? He went on a boat during the week, out in the harbour.
That's right.
And, you know, it's all his security crew, people around him. Scooter Braun, has he been here?
I don't know if he came out with Bieber this time.
Anyway, they decided to invite a couple of hot young ladies onto the boat.
Yes, so Justin seems to have a thing for the ladies.
A couple of young models and stuff like that. Yeah. I want to focus on one. Her name was Keisha Louise. She partied with Justin on this boat as well. I mean, it must be big. She invited on the private luxury yacht hired by the 23-year-old pop star. Now, okay, there's a lot of photos going around. She's got 26,000 followers on Instagram. She's a good-looking girl. She was on there with her friend and fellow model, Shara Fitzgerald.
Really?
I don't know if there's any relation there.
Long-lost cousin.
So Shara and Keisha are on there having a great time. Justin's guests were required to sign a non-disclosure agreement and leave their phones at home prior to boarding.
It looked like they'd left most of their clothes at home as well, because there was a bit of cleavage in their outfits you'd say were a bit racy. Weren't they?
Keisha's previously modelled for a series of men's magazines and isn't shy when it comes to flaunting her impressive figure on Instagram. Anyway, the reason why I do want to talk about Keisha, Sarah.
Yes.
What's that photo? That's Keisha.
Keisha, and she's kind of looking up as though she's almost kissing someone on the cheek.
Is that a wedding day?
That's her husband.
Oh, she's married.
She's married.
Oh.
He wasn't invited onto the boat.
No, well, I can imagine he wasn't.
Of course he wasn't.
Oh, the poor bloke. That's when you know you haven't got a chance.
They've also got a child. It's a tough one.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, in that situation, mum gets invited out. And as the bloke, I mean, what are you... You've got to let mum go, don't you?
What if it was her leave pass as well when that phone call came through and they discussed it and she thought it would never happen. Then all of a sudden, do you want to come and party on a boat with Justin Bieber? God, leave your bra at home. Looks like she did.
I mean,
then it's on.
I mean, trust is very important in any relationship. And if you're ever going to test that trust, it would be a moment like this, Sarah.
With Justin Bieber.
And I would let BJ go out there. It's the big one. It's a big test. It's a big test, isn't it?
Who is her hall pass?
Me, I think.
Yeah, right.
Just a weird twist on it.
BJ's hall pass?
Tommy Williams?
That's a really good question to Sarah.
Who does she love?
She does like Ryan Gosling, but he's already my hall pass.
So the two of you could... Jeez, poor Gosling. Two angles.
Didn't know what's hit him.
Coming at him.
I mean, sometimes it is flattering when a celebrity does flirt with your partner to know, oh, God, if he's...
Yeah.
Well, that's good, she's mine.
I must be onto something good here.
Yeah.
I think Brett Lee had a crack at Lisa one on the Gold Coast one
Binger.
Time. Yeah.
Wow.
Fair enough, I would have too. Well,
were
I did.
You together at the time, though?
No. Right. This is in a previous.
So he's a multi-millionaire, Bollywood movies.
Yep, and she ended up with me.
Good-looking guy.
So there's a win.
Well, hang on, Whipper likes to claim that Natalie Imbruglia hit on him, which I think is the biggest lie I've ever heard.
Okay, I was there, and he
would have been asking for directions to the bathroom.
I will just reenact the moment in the conversation. Oh, I'll let you be the judge. Hey, how you going? Yeah, really good. Are you married or do you have a partner? We should get a drink together. I don't know. I'll let you be the judge as
I sit back,
put my feet up and have a seat with Mike.
There was five other guys in the lift as well. And I don't think it was directed at you, Mr. Ripley.
So you reckon I just picked up on a conversation from the other side of the room and thought I'd claim
it. She was on the phone to someone and you were taking it.
Yeah, I was torn that night because I just started a relationship and I had to say, sorry, Nat.
Well, you didn't tell her that. That's for sure.
You
didn't bring it up.
That is not true.
Get your feet off the desk.
Sorry, guys, I'm still drinking.
Irene's giving us a call from Galston. Who hit on you, Irene?
Oh, hi, yes. Well, about 30 years ago, probably, I was at a place called Bobby McGee's. So I don't know if anyone's old enough.
Bobby McGee's.
I remember Bobby McGee's, yeah.
Darling Harbour. And Larry Emder actually tried to hit on me. He was all very... Look, it was lovely. He was like, you know, he had a few drinks and whatever, and it was such a very long time ago, but it was just very, very funny. And he wasn't famous at the time, I don't think, but when I did see him on TV or somewhere later on, I thought, oh, my goodness, that's that guy from Bobby McGee.
Wow. So, did you obviously were married at the time, Irene? You had a partner?
No, I wasn't. No, it's just that I tried to call. I just made this phone call as I was getting out of my car to come to work. He'd just finished the rap of the week, and you asked that question, and I thought, oh my goodness, that happened to me with him all those years ago. I'm going to try and call, and I managed to get through, which I never get through to you guys.
Yeah, sure.
And I managed to get through.
Well, now. I don't know, Irene, I've got so many questions. Firstly, did he try and impress you with a rap? I would assume not.
Was it a drink, or did he have a line, Irene? How did he approach you? Was he quite forthright?
It was such a long time ago. Yeah, he was. He was, but it was very nice and friendly. Like, it wasn't, bad or anything. It was fine, but it was, you know, it was in the 80s too, late 80s probably.
But Irene, here's the part of it. Irene, I'm stuck. Why did you say no?
Oh, it was, I don't know. I might have been there with someone. I can't remember.
You could have hooked up with Larry. I mean, you could be married to Larry now.
Do you know how much Larry's worth, Irene? You've stuffed that one. Yeah, you're in Galston in a unit, and you could have been with Larry. You know what I mean?
Hang on a minute. Irene is very happy where she is.
Are you married now, children, Irene?
I am. I've been married for 25 years.
Yeah, come on down.
And we love you in Summer Bay as well. You do a great job there.
Next week, actually, 25 years next week.
Irene, Tommy, what have we got for Irene for her 25th anniversary?
And you wouldn't change.
Well,
you wouldn't change a thing,
no,
Irene.
No, you would. He's got a boat as well, Larry.
Let's send you off to a date night at Gold Class, Irene.
There you go, Irene.
Good on you.
Oh,
well,
thank you. Thanks
for your story. You're beautiful, Irene.
Anything else, Tom?
You've got a great show, too, by the way.
Thank you, Irene. Anything else for Irene?
Tom, have you got anything else?
You want to take Irene out?
Yeah, $100 to spend on a new outfit at Westfield.
Oh, that is, how's that, Irene?
Thank you.
That's okay. Anything else?
That's all right. That's all right. But to be honest with you, that's not enough. Tom, I'm serious. What else?
Yeah,
got to
come in threes, mate. Tickets to Justin Bieber.
All right. How about $100 to spend at JB Hi-Fi?
New sound system, new dress at a date night.
Wow, you've cleaned up. You're like
a
devil.
I have cleaned up. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Well, you could have had Larry as well. But you stuffed that up, Irene. Listen, Fitzy and Whipper.